This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Beta is making a slow crawl to the United States shores of Texas and Louisiana, casting worries about heavy rain, flooding, and storm surge across the Gulf Coast. The system is expected to make landfall sometime Monday. Coastal communities have begun preparing for the storm, some even issuing voluntary evacuation orders. Two other systems are also whirling in the Atlantic Basin during this exceptionally busy hurricane season. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020, tying a record set in 1916. Three people have died after Cyclone Ionos, a rare storm known as a metacane, battered Greece, flooding streets and homes, Greek authorities said Sunday. Ionos uprooted trees and caused power cuts on the Ionian Islands and the western Peloponnese. It swept through central Greece Saturday, hitting the cities of Karditsa and Pharsalia before moving south to the island of Crete. Strong winds stoked a wildfire in mountains northeast of the U.S. city of Los Angeles in California, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders Saturday for desert communities that lost some homes a day earlier. The weather pattern was similar Friday when winds pushed the Bobcat fire onto the desert floor, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. The extent of this destruction is not immediately clear. U.S. officials have intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin. That's according to a U.S. law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press Saturday. The U.S. official says the envelope was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. In Canada, a statement from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says the letter appears to have originated in Canada. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardships tips in the plaintiff's favor, end quote. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump says if the deal gets done, TikTok will sever any overseas ties.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use the short video app. The TikTok deal, China, relatives of some of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month, demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure lawyers appointed by the families, not the Chinese government, can meet with them. The 12 were arrested August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to the anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony, and all are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. Relatives of some of the detainees held a news conference outside the Hong Kong police headquarters Sunday to express their frustration with local authorities. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will speak in Philadelphia Sunday about his rival President Donald Trump's plan to name a third justice to the Supreme Court, a move that would cement a 6-3 conservative majority. President Trump said Saturday he will make his nomination this week. He mentioned Amy Coney Barrett of the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit and Barbara Lago of the Atlanta-based 11th Circuit as possible candidates to fill the vacancy created by Friday's death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Italians began voting Sunday in a raft of local ballots in a referendum with the ruling coalition under pressure in its first electoral test since the coronavirus crisis. Voters have largely approved of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's handling of the pandemic, but recent opinion polls suggest this will not help his coalition allies in the vote for the heads of seven regions and mayors in almost 1,000 towns. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.